taking everything you know about yourself into consideration, how long do you think you'd last in a zombie apocalypse?
Welcome to Connections with BCD Travel, an ongoing conversation about the modern day travel program, the impact of technology and digitization, and how travel buyers can take control and drive change. Each episode leaves you with practical, actionable advice and solutions to support a variety of program needs. Let's start connecting.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Connections with BCD Travel. This is episode number 4. I am Chad Lemon and I work in digital strategy and advancement at BCD, and I'm your host for the Connections podcast.
And I'm Miriam Moskovich. I head up partnerships and intelligence at BCD Travel, and I'm your co-host.
If you haven't already done so, be sure to like, subscribe, follow, and download the Connections with BCD Travel podcast. And if you want to connect directly with us, head to bcdtravel.com/podcast.
On today's episode, we're connecting travel data and debunking some common myths.
And today's guest knows a thing or two about data. He's BCD's Vice President of Travel Data and Insights. Welcome to Connections, Woody. Why don't you start things off telling us a little bit about you and who you are and what you do at BCD?
Well, I'll be happy to. My name is Woody Tatum. As you said, I run the Travel Data and Insights team at BCD Travel. We have a product planning team, a data science team, and a technology team in that area. Prior to joining BCD, I was the head of travel intelligence for Travelport. And prior to that, I was with the Sabre GDS for about 30 years, where my last role was chief technology officer of their online booking tool, GetThere.com.
It's great to have you on the podcast, Woody. And I'm really looking forward to debunking some of these myths around travel data and specifically talking about advancements in travel data and what to look for in data solutions and what's available to our listeners today.
Important topics, Miriam. So I say, let's get started.
Woody, let's talk candidly. Every time I turn around, I hear that travel data is awful. So why is this? And what's your take?
Well, I wouldn't say that I think it's awful, certainly. I can sympathize with any travel manager at a large corporation, however, because the data is not in one place. For any meaningful program, you're going to have data at your online booking tool, at the GDSs, at third-party aggregators and external content providers, at credit card companies, and of course, at your TMC. There's going to be data all over the place. Mm-hmm. And you know, if we were all in one company, it's a lot easier to normalize and assess quality and transform that data into something that you can use and integrate very easily, but that's simply not the case. So I can certainly sympathize with the travel manager who says their data is all over the world, and it makes it difficult for them. On the subjects of timeliness and quality, I think the industry has done better over the years. We can certainly be aware of bookings within minutes, if not seconds, after they occur on our platforms here at BCD. And in some cases, quality is, you know, a challenge, and we have to use systems in between the original booking source and our reporting platforms to normalize and modify the data as it flows through the enterprise. So sometimes that's done in an automatic fashion, and other times it's done in a manual fashion, and that can affect timeliness. But other things that BCD has invested heavily in that I think are really important are things like our total trip record and having less dependency on a GDS PNR. You know, a GDS PNR is really fairly restrictive, doesn't represent the whole industry, but our total trip record can take bookings from all over the world, from GDSs, but also external content providers and aggregators, and through NDC directly with the suppliers, and can be enriched. And we can take disparate bookings from different sources and put them together as a single trip and make it a lot easier for a travel manager or a traveler to interact and engage with that data.
So managing all of that sounds like a full-time job, and that's a job that is necessary for a corporate travel program to stay optimized and efficient and cost-effective, right?
Yes, that's right. It is very, very important. Like any company, the data is the heart of the company, and that's certainly true in our case. But acquisition of data and ingestion of that data is really challenging. You've got to take it from so many different places. Remember, the online booking tools and GDSs and mid-office and back-office systems, third parties, credit card companies, they're all giving us data that we have to ingest, we have to inspect for quality, we have to transform and bind it all together to put it in a useful format. Quality really matters in this area, and many BCD customers tell us it's the quality of our data that brings them to us. We have a very large system that is dedicated to automatically modifying the quality of data as it's flowing through our system. And sometimes we have to manually intervene, and that can affect timeliness. But overall, about 93-94% of the data that flows through our system is automatically managed into the reporting repositories.
So I want to ask you too, you know, I know when you were first introducing yourself, you mentioned all the different aspects to the team you lead. So tell us a little bit more about that team you lead at BCD that provides that clean, structured data that you were just talking about.
Yes, Chad. So our team is made up of product planning and product management, as well as data scientists. And in our technology organization, we've got a group of folks that work in our information intelligence services. They're basically data analysts who are responsible for maintaining the quality and investigating some of the challenges with the data that we have flowing through our system. So they maintain a large application of business rules that automatically transform data. But in addition, they manually investigate things that come up from time to time that require we go back and change data at its source to make sure that it's accurate and reflects what the corporation needs.
So Woody, how are we, as in we at BCD, how are we using travel data today?
We use data all over to power our platforms and solutions, and I'll give you a couple of examples of that. Obviously, with DecisionSource, we're managing overall program optimization. So there's a lot of reporting that goes on about booking behaviors, spend on suppliers to help understand where the money's going, how to drive negotiation, keep track of unused tickets as an asset, for example. But we're also using it in our products like TripSource and AgentSource to help our travelers make better choices and understand what is the best option for them and their corporation. And an example of automation that we use data in AgentSource Desktop, we automate waivers and disruption. In other words, showing them where a waiver applies and saving them the time and energy to have to go out and call an airline and find out where a waiver might apply and how they can use it to reissue their ticket. BCD Pay is a great example of where we do credit card spend analysis and reconciliation with expenses.
Okay, so let's flip the script a little. How are our customers using BCD's data? And maybe the better question might be, how should they be using it?
Well, customers, I think I would say, are underutilizing data that they have available to them today. I think there's a lot of customers that are spending a lot of energy looking backwards, pulling big reports and analyzing their past.
Right.
And one of the most frequent reports that are pulled is a very, very large report that has a lot of information in it, and they ingest it into their environments and do their own data analysis and visualizations. However, I think there's an opportunity to rethink how we engage with our customers on data with multiple engagement modes. And rather than offer them the haystack, identify the needle for them and bring them the needle before they even have to ask where they need it and when they need it. An example of a different data engagement mode, different than asking for a report, for example, is BCD Alert, where we would proactively notify a travel manager or a security manager when a traveler is within a certain proximity of an emergency event that's happening somewhere in the world. And in the future, we'll offer different modes of engagement through products like Instant Query and streaming data insights, whether we're streaming them in an environment in AWS on a Kinesis stream or maybe through a Kafka stream directly to their data center. For those corporations that are big enough to do this, they have data scientists and analysts on their side, we'll get them the data the way they need it, and then they can do their own visualizations.
Woody, I always like to ask this question around what advice you give to our travel buyers when it comes to your area of the world. So around insights, analytics, and data in general, what's your advice for success?
Well, I think there's a couple of things that I would bring up that I would consider mantras in this area. And one is you can only change what you measure, and you can only measure what you record. So it's really important to have good instrumentation and telemetry about what's happening in your program. The other thing is to change the future, you have to study the past. So, you know, having a really strong look at how your travelers are behaving, how they're engaging with your program right now on things like advanced booking behavior, how much spend they're doing, how much they're in program, out of program, is really important. If you want to change their behavior in the future, you've got to really understand what they're doing now and communicate that to them. Yeah, so definitely asking the right questions of the travel program and then finding out what data solutions are available in BCD. We have a wide variety of reports that we can make available to you. We also have program management and customer service teams that can be dedicated to your account and help you with these things. And as you know, Edvito is a really great consulting arm of our company and can do some deep dives on data in very creative ways.
Okay, so to recap, measure in order to change, study the past in order to paint the future, ask the right questions, and check out the solutions that BCD Travel might have, whether it's the right reports, the right types of dashboards, the right kind of consulting, some good advice. Does that sum it up?
Yeah, and I think there's one more thing I could add, Miriam, and that is, you know, we traditionally in this business look to reports, particularly descriptive reports of the past, to analyze programs when we've really got to challenge ourselves to think about actionable insights. You know, looking at the future bookings, identifying in those future bookings what's not in program, what needs to change, where you can save money, and then action it now as opposed to only looking in the past.
Okay, so one final question for you, Woody. I know that you and your team are always working on new technology and solutions. Is there anything being piloted right now or anything that will be released soon that our listeners should know about?
Oh, yes, yes. And there always is. We're constantly iterating on new things. One thing I'm very excited about is instant query. This is a new capability we're adding to Decision Source that allows you to immediately engage with your data. As you engage with it, once you get the query results back, you can modify it heavily. In other words, when you get your results set back, you can move a column from here to there, change the description of the column, sort and filter within the columns, add summaries, customize it any way you like, and save it. And then when you come back later, it's just a single click to launch that query again. Very easy way to work with it, very flexible way of looking at your data. And that can do advanced purchase reports. It can do hotel spend based on average daily nights. It can do all kinds of insights and capabilities that we don't currently have today. Immediate engagement with your data, very, very flexible.
Well, and I think one great thing about that is that, right, these tools are less about admiring your data and more about using it to take an action and make a change.
Exactly. Actionable insight is the key. Your data is not doing anything for you sitting in a database and sitting on a piece of paper as a report. It's really valuable to be able to look forward and change the bookings in the future, change the behavior of your travelers in the future, and affect the outcome as opposed to learn about it after the fact when it's too late.
Well, I love what I hear. So thanks for all of this, Woody. You've really been a great help in helping us shape this new narrative around travel data and that it isn't all that awful. It can be incredibly useful as long as programs take advantage of it. So thanks a lot.
No problem. Happy to be a part of this and happy to help out.
Okay, so before we wrap up this segment, can you tell our listeners what they should do if they want to further discuss anything that you've gone over on the episode today?
Of course, yes. You reach out to your program manager or reach out to your CSS representative and ask about the things that I've mentioned. We'd be happy to get them in touch with me, get them in touch with people on my team, and we can take the time to sit down and talk with you about this in more detail. There's lots to learn. However, I don't want anyone to be intimidated about studying the data of their program. We're making tools that make this easier every day.
Let's do a little quick connect to decompress after that conversation. I am going to ask a few questions, and I want you both to tell me the first thing that pops into your head. Okay?
I'm ready.
What tech do you travel with when you're traveling for business?
These days, I mostly just travel with my mobile phone and a very complex hair dryer.
Really? No laptop? No anything?
I don't know how she does that.
Yeah,
I don't know how she does that.
I take
a phone, I take a laptop, I take a watch, I have so many cables and connectors with me. I don't know how you do without a laptop.
Yeah, same.
I don't like the distraction of my laptop.
Yeah, I the same, Woody. I travel with everything, and I feel like I have so many cords with me, I could power the entire hotel with what I travel with. So kudos to you, Miriam. I need to be more like you. Have you ever sat next to anyone famous while traveling, or maybe the easier question, any celebrity sightings while traveling?
I rode in an elevator with Gwyneth Paltrow when I was at a conference with Miriam once.
I was in that elevator.
I am based in Atlanta, and oddly enough, I have taken a flight with four of the Atlanta housewives, one of which sat in the very back of the plane, and I was shocked the entire way.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Maybe sort of a funny one. I was in Boston getting ready to board a flight, and I rode in coach seated next to former presidential candidate John Kerry. He had green socks on.
How do you even remember that?
He had to remove his shoes at security right before me.
Valid. All right, valid. Well, I have to be honest, Woody. Travel data gets a bad rap, but I think you've definitely made me think about it in new light today. So thanks for connecting with us.
Yeah, Woody. I thought that was really inspiring. I think we have a tendency to want to admire our data and think about the past, but you've given us a lot to think about how we can take our data and action it for the future.
Great. Well, I was glad to be here. Thank you for having me. I had a great time.
If you're a travel buyer, frequent business traveler, or just someone who likes hearing about travel data, be sure to like, subscribe, follow, and download the Connections with BCD Travel podcast to stay up to date with new releases and listen to your favorite episodes.
Thank you for connecting with us. BCD Travel helps customers travel smart and achieve more. We make this happen in over 100 countries with a global client retention rate of 97%, the highest in the industry. Learn more about the information you heard today and what BCD Travel can do for you by visiting bcdtravel.com/podcast.